good night, you guys. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and I decided I'm gonna chat with you all while I sit here and do my hair. This is part of my self-care. I no longer want to go to hairdressers to do my hair, so come do my hair with me. So I got these little rubber bands. So what I'm gonna do is section my hair off into as many sections as I can. I'm doing a retwist. I've had my locks for almost, I want to say, a year or so. I went to the hairdresser to get them started. So this is my lock journey, and I'm very excited because my locks were locking this time. And yeah, yeah, I just decided to do my hair because it kind of needs to be done, and I right now don't have the money to pay for it to get it done. So this is when I take it upon myself to actually do it myself. And I know that I can do my own hair because I have the patience for it. And yeah. So I'm going to put my hair into 4. It's about 4 little ponytails because they're pretty short for some starter locks. They're not that long, but they're growing a whole lot. So I'm using rubber bands just to secure the ponytails because my hair did grow a lot. So yeah, this is my first retwist. Because the reason why I'm not going to hairdressers is because I just feel like they're not trying to help me grow my hair, and I don't want to go back to them. And I'm at the stage in my life where I can, you know, do my hair myself, and it came out however I want it to be. No, I mean, it's not going to come out perfect. That's one thing about my lock journey. It definitely is. And of course, I'm taking pictures so I can show you guys. My parting isn't that bad. I'm using my hands for now. But yeah, I really gotta retwist my hair because I haven't had my hair done in like 3 weeks. So the last time I got my hair done was the 10th. So yeah, it's about 2 weeks, almost a month. So I'm gonna do this little retwist. I'm gonna use something. I was looking for some oil, but I couldn't find it. So, but I have the clips here. And I'm going to use this locking gel. Now, I don't like this locking gel, but I will use it for my own retwist. And again, I also had my friend do my hair one time. And like the hairdresser, I guess she found out as well too. And she kind of just was like, oh, well, you shouldn't, you know, have nobody else in your hair. And I'm just like, it's my hair. It's my choice to come to you. It's my choice to have someone else do my hair if I choose to. So that was also another thing for me. I just don't feel the need to go back to her. So, yeah. I'm only using this for my retwist right now. I won't be using a lot. And to pair that gel-wise, I'll be using some edge tamer as well, too. Just a little bit. I'm not big on a lot of products being in my hair. So, yeah. But this is just for a retwist, and so, and I think it'll give me a good hold as well too. But I really have to start learning how to do my own hair though. Even if it's starting my hair at 1 o'clock in the morning, but I like to do my own hair, and the reason being is because I got no hairstylists. They just act as if they got some governance over people in terms of, like, you know, you're retwisting your hair and whatnot. And my retwist obviously will not come out perfect. Obviously, because I'm starting off. I'm going to make sure I go all the way down. Do a little palm rolling because they're at that stage too where they're actually really, really long. So I want to maintain my own locks. I don't want to have to pay people to do my hair. One, because it costs money, and two, it's something I could sit here in my bed and do. So, that's how I really feel. I'm going to start with the front, and then I'm going to move towards, like, the back and the middle and all the other places. But, yeah. All I'm going to do is just take them from the ponytail. Separate them. Yeah. And all for my reaches, I just do one lock at a time. I don't stress nothing else. Just a little bit of this locking gel and a little bit of edge control for this retwist to give it the extra hold. That's why. Put this at the roots. And I just wanted to do my hair. I feel like it needed to be done. So, yeah. And I don't have to sit under no dryer. I don't have to do all that. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy about that. But my main reason for not going to get my hair done by a hairdresser is because I pay $65 a month. And I just don't feel the need to be paying that price for my hair. Regardless of how I want to look at it. My locks are at the stage where I can, you know, retwist them myself, and I can do them because my hair is growing a lot. So, yeah. After this, I won't be using the Jamaican Mango Online locking gel. I'll be using another gel that I found online. I forgot the name of it, but, I don't know what it's called, but and these will sit in my hair overnight. And yeah, pretty much I'm going to be maintaining my locks from here on out. So I don't like Jamaican Mango Online for my hair, but due to my hair needing to be done, that's why I'm going to use it. For now, I'm only probably using this for one retwist, and then I'm throwing out the whole entire jar. And it's because this thing causes buildup. But for my locks, I don't use a lot. I just use, like, a little bit. So, yeah. And my hair is pretty long. It actually grew a lot more this time with my lock journeys. I know I've been wanting to start my lock journey and then not be really committed. But I think because I'm actually committed to locking my hair this time around, that's why it's growing so much. But I'll start doing my hair myself. And I'm going to actually keep this retwist in for about a month. And then I'm finally going to wash my hair and stuff. And that's another thing too. They wasn't washing my hair when I started my locking process, and I really want to wash my hair. So I just feel like if you're going to start my locks, I need to wash my hair. But she was like complaining about it unraveling and, you know, me having somebody else do it. And I'm just like, bro, that's a choice. I don't have to go back to you. I ain't got to pay you. So that's what it was for me. And I get it. But at the end of the day, you know, it's kind of like my rules for my hair, you know, because everyone starts their lock journey uniquely for, you know, whatever reason. I started my lock journey because I actually like locks, but I think everyone has different reasons why they started. But, yeah, my hair has been for quite some time now. It's been some months. I haven't really kept track. I just took pictures, you know. And I don't want it to be all neat and whatnot. And I don't want to sit in the dryer and have someone do my hair for 4 hours. And I could probably do it in 3. And yeah, it just get done by me. And that's it. Yeah, nobody can say that's going to convince me to go back to a hairdresser unless I want to. But she was like doing the most. I'm not saying that she was a bad hairdresser, but it just wasn't for me, you know. and I'm okay with that. I'm gonna just have this in a whole entire ponytail because the rubber band just broke anyways. But I'm okay with it not being for me, you know? And that's alright. Not everything's gonna be for me. Not everything's make up the teeth, but I just wanted to take my rituals into my own hands. Plus, I didn't like the fact that she used, like, this spray on my scalp that I didn't really necessarily like and whatnot. I just feel like I could do my own hair, and you know, this is my last time actually using Jamaican Manual Mime products for my locks, because like I told you guys, I don't necessarily like them, but I'm using them for this retwist because that's what I have on hand. So yeah, all I do is retwist it from the root and let it sit overnight. And then whenever I'm ready to go to work, I just take them out. And there's my retwist. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Retwists for locks are not that hard. I just prefer this rubber band not to break on me every 5 seconds. But I prefer it to be done by me. Just like that. You know, it's kind of neat doing your own hair. And I like to do my hair, so I don't feel need to be like, oh, you know. I have no problems with, you know. And the only reason why I decided on that was because, for my friend to do my hair was because I had to go sing the other day. And this is when I first did my locks, and they were really, like, you know, unraveling and all that other stuff. So I had me and my friend sat for like 4 hours and, like, you know, trying to do a retwist. It was looking better than it was before. So I can tell you that it's that much. But it's like she made some compliment about me missing the parts. And it's like his hair. Like, girl. Like, if I decide that I don't want to come back to you to pay you, I don't have to. Like, hairstylists act like they are obligated to a client's services based upon, like, you know, the relationship and whatnot. I decided I'm gonna do my own retwist. I'm gonna save myself the money and the time to sit there and get it done. Because, truthfully, it's the same amount of hours I would spend in my hair. Like, I'm just not with, you know, with it anymore. So, it's easier for me to do now because it's gotten longer. And yeah, I just use a bit of this stuff, but I'm gonna throw away all my gels and stuff. The only gel I'm about to really use on my locks is like for my edges and whatnot. But my next paycheck, I'm gonna buy some lock items. I mean, I'm not a pro at doing my own hair, but I'm one who always wants to do my hair myself. Maintenance, because that's part of my self care and that's giving back to myself instead of somebody else doing it. So, yeah. Pretty much. And if anyone got a problem, oh well, they can keep their problems to themselves, you know, because people love to talk about how people do their hair and when they style it, you know. But if I'm someone where it's like, I know I can do a hairstyle and I know I could pull it off, I'm gonna do it. But I won't retwist that often, obviously. I want to get in like a wash day routine and all that good stuff and, you know, play my hair and be able to wash it freely now, because I waited like long enough, I think. So it all depends. Everyone's long journey is different. Mine, I want to do self-maintenance, you know? I want to be able to maintain it myself by having to pay. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. And I think I'm just done going here. I might go back to them every now and again, but there's no point. Because, like, once I start maintaining my hair, that's it. Like, you just, you know. And it was only $65, but I don't see the point of spending $65 for something I can do with my own two hands and, you know, do it how I want it. And, yeah. I called, actually rescheduled my appointment, and nobody got back to me because I canceled. So, I think that was my last time going to them anyways. I just had them basically start my locks, maintain it for a couple of months, and then I'm on my own from there. And I think the self-maintenance will be good because I can do my retwist whenever I want to, you know? I got that luxury. She makes it seem like she wanted somebody to keep coming to her. And I'm just like, no, I'm good. Like, my locks can thrive without me having to go to somebody, you know, and spend my hard-earned coin. Last time I went to her, I tipped her too, so. But I'm just like, you literally are getting paid to use a comb. I'm gonna use my fingers, and she was talking about parting, and with locks, I don't worry about parting, because I feel like I'm keeping the same parting the same way my locks are going is how they're getting retwisted. Like, they're not getting retwisted a different way, you know? It might take longer for me to do because I'm using doing it myself, but like it's not that hard to do. Like that's how I see that. I use a little bit of this and a little bit of edge control, and I'm good. But as far as like going back to a hairstylist, I don't think so. I think this time around, I'm actually gonna keep my locks. Wash them, take care of them, you know, make sure they're all right. It's just this time around, I just wanted to do a retwist myself. And she didn't even have a problem with that. Like, I don't understand what her issue was, for real. It was just, you know, those comments I didn't necessarily agree with. And I'm just thinking, like, okay. And then she was like, oh, don't keep getting your hair wet because they're going to unravel. And I'm like, yeah, they're going to unravel because that's expected. They're locks. If I start them all over again, they're bound to unravel. Like, I don't know what hairstylists think when they say that you can't wash your hair for months because your hair is going to unravel. Your hair is bound to unravel when you are in the startup process. I looked it up, researched it, watched YouTube videos and all that good stuff. It's bound to happen, you know? But I figured I'd give my retwist skills one more try or two. Can't go wrong when you do your hair yourself. You really can't, because it's like up to you how your hair goes and everything. But I literally just follow the pattern of my hair, however the lock is. However, when I go to split it, just goes back into the little ponytail. And then, yeah. But I'm getting rid of just Jamaican Mango and Lime Wax. Because I don't really necessarily need it. Nor do I want to keep it anyway, so. But yeah, my locks are doing perfectly fine. I so far did half of my head already. Yeah, because I'm starting at the front. So I'm using my fingers as my parting system. And as I part, is just how my parting is going to go. I'm not big on parting. I never was. For hairstyles, it's just you got to use what you're working with. So, yeah, I'm using my fingers to part it, basically. And she was using a rat tail comb in my locks, too. When I first started them, I started them with comb coils. So, yeah, I pretty much waited, like, a while But I'm pretty much going to start maintaining my own mocks. Just moisturize them because they're a little bit dry. Drink a lot of water, take my hair pills, and call it a day. Otherwise, no, I'm not going to overcomplicate things. This is not really of mine because I started my locks too many times to be going back and forth on this decision. So, I feel like the self-maintenance is good for me because I could do my retwists whenever I want to. I don't have to go to a hairstylist every 3 weeks or every month. I could wait 2 weeks or a month and do my retwist. Like, that's what I want with my locks, is to have the freedom to do my hair whenever I feel like it. Whenever I feel like it needs to be done, I can take my time to do it and it get done and it be done. Yeah, pretty much. I'm almost done with the front. I'm not saying my retwist is going to come out perfect, no. But the more that I actually take the time to practice to do it, it will. Like, she made this big deal. She was like, oh, I messed up her party. And I'm thinking in my head, no, I didn't mess up anything. I just tried to go along the grid that you gave me from when I started it. Now, if I messed it up, it probably was not, like, you know, whatever. But she was like, why you didn't come to me? And I'm just thinking, like, because I didn't want to. I'm like, hairstylist. Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, plus my locks are kind of really maturing. Too, they're at the stages where they're not unraveling anymore, so I don't even need to come to you. Nope, I just needed to come to her until they weren't unraveling so I could do my first retwist. And I'm not gonna sit under no heat. But I actually like doing my own hair. I need to make a smaller section right here. So I'll make it into smaller sections because that one was too big. But yeah, all you do is for retwists. Retwists are dumb. Not retwists are dumb, but retwists are easy to do. Retwists are easy to do. Because all I'm doing is retwisting all the new growth. All the way down the lock. Doing a little bit of palm rolling if I can. Stretch it out that far. Because my hair is pretty thick and it's grown a lot. But that's all I'm doing. Save myself the $65. That's how much it costs. Save $135 a month. I'm so serious. Like, I'm not going back to no hairstylist anymore, except for if I really, really want to and I don't want to do my hair. Then I'll schedule a retwist appointment. But otherwise, nah. For this month, I'm going to do it myself. And hairstylists got to get to that point where they can, you know, survive without clients. I understand y'all make money, but y'all think y'all clients is obligated to come to you. When clients feel like they can do their hair themselves. Not that it's going to come out perfect. It won't. Trust me, a few tries. It is a charm when you're doing your own hair, but it won't come out perfect, but it's not going to be. And that's okay. Like, I don't want the perfect look anyhow. But all I'm saying is, like, if you got a hairstylist, you go to your hairstylist for your locks. Not for you. I just know with mine, I won't be going back. Because my locks are at the stage where I need a retwist. And I don't have the money for it. And I'm going to do it myself. That's just how I see that. I don't care how long it takes me, I'm going to do it myself. Because You save money that way, although it's time consuming to do, yeah. But at the end of the day, it's really worth it. And although it's a pain to know how to, like, you know, retwist your own hair and learn how to do it, it's actually saving you money. It saves me a ton of money. It's about to. Because I refuse to be paying money to get my hair done when I could buy the stuff that I need for it, use it, change my products if I want to, wash my hair. Like, you get freedom when you do your hair yourself. I'm telling you that right now. My retwist will stay in place. Because it's not like I'm terrible at retwisting my hair. I just gotta learn how to get it to more. You know? I think I'm gonna start using two clips at the end to make it lay down a little bit better. But my hair is fairly easy to do. And trust me, it takes me like 4 hours. It took her, the hairstylist, 4 hours to do my hair, so yeah, 4 hours to me is nothing because I'm gonna do my hair myself and cut the cost. And plus, you get to style your hair in cute styles, like you get privileges doing your hair yourself.
What?
So, got these two right here. I mean, I'm not saying I didn't like how she did hair. I did. But I'm at the stage where it's like, I don't need you to be trying to say I messed up something by doing my hair myself. Like, that's not what you're gonna do. Criticize me for it. Because that's what that was. Like, oh, you did your hair and you... You messed up the parts. Okay. Who said my parts gotta be clean for my life journey? Like, who said that? My parts gotta be parting themselves with my two fingers. That's how my parts are gonna be because I don't have a comb. And that's pretty much it. But I've done my hair before, so I don't see why hairstylists are new to this. With me as a client.
But after this, I'm getting rid of, rubber bands keep breaking.
I'm getting rid of, Jamaica Mango and Lime as a locking gel. Just using them for the time being, because that's what I have on my hand. But I don't like how it makes my hair feel and all that other stuff, so...
And plus, I don't have to retwist my hair once a month. If I want to go 2 months without a retwist, I can do that. That is why I say that. Because a lot of hairstylists, they want you to come back. When you start off, they want you to come back every 4 weeks, 3 weeks, and spend money.
Money.
Nope.
Just a little bit of this and some edge control. The reason why I'm using edge control is because I want it to tame down a little bit. But again, I'm not using a lot of either product, so. Yeah.
Alright, so this side's done. I got partially my halfway done with the front of my head, which is good. It took me about 30 minutes. So, I mean, yeah, I got work the next day and then I got homework to do, so I might as well just stay up and try to do my hair. I have it set for tomorrow. Trust me, it'll get better with time. My retwists aren't going to come out like looking like I went to the hairdresser, but it'll come out looking a lot more decent. And yeah. Yeah. I know a lot of people be trying to look at people that do their own hair and like, oh, why don't you go to the hair salon? Because hair salons don't cater to what I want. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't have to say my hair is short anymore. My hair is... it's long enough for me to sit and struggle to do, which I've been doing, so... Yeah. And the last time they started my locks, I didn't really like it. And out of all my lock journeys that I've started and stopped... this by far is the best one because it's growing a lot and you can see that they're locking. You see a whole lot of results. Like, I don't know. Back then when I was locking my hair, the hair was just, I don't know, it just kept on unraveling. Like, really, really bad. Like, I get it retwisted and then in a month, it looks like I had no locks. But this set actually looks like I have locks and it looks like it's becoming more mature. Like, it looks 10 times better. Maybe I just didn't have the right person to start them, but it was the same place that I went to. So it was kind of just like, okay, cool. But none of my locks were unraveling, except for like one of them. But for the most part, I want to retwist my hair, tie it down. Mm-hmm. I really don't care about parting. You know why? Because it's the same pattern that I'm using. Like, how the lock is how I'm going to retwist it. Like, I feel like that obsession with, oh, it has to be parted. No. It's going to go however it's supposed to go because it's in locks. That's how I feel. So. As long as I get to do my hair whenever I need to, that's all that matters. So I'm going to take a little break and look at the front and see what I've accomplished with my camera because I'm sitting down. So, okay, it actually looks decent. Okay. I can say by far that my locks are super thick, but they needed to be retwisted. So you can definitely see my parting. You can definitely see my fingers, but it looks better than it was looking before. Trust me, I'm not perfect at doing my own hair. I just like to do it, and I just want to do it myself. So, this opportunity to do Snape right now is a blessing. Because my hair, finally, for my lock journey, don't know what it was, But
I could say that it finally caught up to where I needed it to be. Although the back is still struggling, like usual, I can say right now the back has finally caught up to where I needed it to be. I only got like 4 locks in the back of my head, but I'm just saying, like, the back overall is like a whole entire like problem area for me. It's one of the areas of my hair where I struggle the most to keep hair back there and also to keep my locks back there. So the fact of the matter is, the fact of the matter is my hair needs to be done. So, getting this out the way. At least get the front and the middle done and the back can, you know, suffice. But, yeah. Next time I actually do my hair, I'm actually going to get a comb and, like, precisely part it. But for the most part, I can care less about parting. Parting is not my problem. Because parting is not important to me. I'll just keep it in the circle that it was in. And that's my parting right there. And I use my fingers and I just go along with it. And it comes out just fine. I wonder how long it's going to take me, though, because I started at 1 o'clock, so hoping to be done pretty soon. I can go to my bed. Alright, so I did this side. But I'm surprised at how long my hair has grown. It's finally starting to look like locks. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's getting that look and everything. That's why I like them. Because I knew that if I started again, it was going to be good. My retwist will last me however long I need it to last me. And it'll be good. And it's easier this way, and it's less maintenance, I'm telling you. Start doing your own hair. If you didn't start doing your locks, start. I'm not saying that my hair is going to be perfect. It's not. It's going to have its days where it looks like it needs to retwist, and I'm going to retwist it and go on about my business.